And welcome to 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, Saints Sports Weekly. Brought to you by Siena Heights University, Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. Jeff Bowman with you tonight, along with Mr. Fred Smith. And it's a lacrosse night tonight. Ladies lacrosse. We're going to bring in head coach Alexa Mata. Alexa, thanks for coming in with us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's early in the year. You got a couple under your belt so far, and how are things going? You know, I see we're 0-2, but at the same time, it's still very early.
Yeah. So this year, I definitely I always like to play good teams. I feel I would rather have that loss that we learn from and we get something out of than that win of beating somebody by 20 or something. So I like to put those hard teams on our schedule, and that's what we opened with this year, was number 2, Cumberland. And it was a great start. We held our own, but it's just the turnovers. It's just the little things, and we just have to clean those up. And I just truly think that it comes down to a lot of the teams that we're facing are from Georgia, and they have 5-6 games played already, so they have that warmer weather. And us having, you know, the Midwest, so only being able to be outside so much definitely makes it harder, but we're doing what we can, and we're making adjustments every day. And like you said, it's early, so we're really hoping that we can turn things around here.
Well, and that's, you know, I'm looking at your schedule. You know, next game out is on the 7th. You're down in Georgia again against Reinhardt, and then who's number 5 ranked. And then you got a game at Point, and then on the 11th, you're at Life, and they're number 3 ranked. So, yeah, you're really putting quite a schedule together early.
I know. I told the girls, we're up for the challenge, and I hope they are too, and they are. And it's definitely a challenging year, but I really do think that we're gonna see a lot come out of it. Even if we have a couple more losses this year, I truly think that we're gonna grow as a program in our skill and our talent and mentally. The mental toughness, I think, is really gonna grow with these tough schedule this year.
Well, and I guess you're looking at the fact that you haven't had a real season the last couple of years, so you're going to make up for it all at once?
Yes, I completely agree. And I think it's so tough. That's actually a conversation we had today with our team. COVID has affected these high school players, college players, and so much that they have only had 2 years of high school lacrosse compared to 4. And that's so many years of growth and development. And they come in and they just, like, are a little bit more fragile, and that's something that we're really trying to get through right now. So COVID has really affected them in more ways than I think that we can tell, but they're really trying to piece it together and really have our 18 games this year that we're finally going to have within the last 3 years.
Yeah, that'll be good.
You know, last year, Coach, you were much more – this is Coach Smith, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Coach?
It's always great to talk to you, and you've done such a great job at Siena. And I know
you.
I tried to – Coach Hill and I had been texting for the last 2 days. She's down in Florida. But last year, you were so much more fortunate than the men's program in that you did get 11 matches in, and you actually, if I remember right, I thought you went to the national tournament last year, correct?
Yep, correct.
Which – you know, I think our men played 4 matches in 2 years,
right,
or whatever it was. But still, you're coming off a great season. And when I looked at your schedule and we talked yesterday, I felt it was like Tom Izzo scheduled it. Man, you are playing. Their schedule is loaded. But I admire you, because really it comes down to what you're doing in the WAC, you know, to determine bids. And this is
exactly
only going to make your team better. Is that was your thought?
Yes, 100%. I really do feel if we can run with those top teams in all the other conferences that we're going to see at nationals, then we really should be one of the top teams in the WAC, take hopefully the WAC tournament or the whole conference home, so that we can really get that automatic bid into nationals. And that's what I'm really hoping. So that's kind of the whole reason for this tough schedule this year.
Well, and we noticed that when you played Hope, and it was a great game a week ago or so, it was 16-14, something like that.
Yeah, 14-16. That was a great game. We were finally getting the momentum up, and then every single time we started to get pulled away, they came back. And that was just a mental game. In all honesty, starting out 0-2 is not ideal, but I really do think that this is going to, like I said, the mental toughness push us through to show that we have to push through if we truly want to be successful.
Where did you play Hope at?
We played at Hope.
Yeah, so You know, and that's kind of hit or miss right now. You know, when I'm playing lacrosse, you know, with the weather, we did have that warm spell. So thus far for you, who have you been really pleased with so far in the early season?
I think our standout girls are obviously Marissa Serino. She was an All-American last year, multi-player of the week. She does just so much for us on the field. So Marissa, also last year we lost Elizabeth Elliott, our goalie, but we have a phenomenal underclassman. She's actually a sophomore. She's actually never really played in college because last year she was a freshman. We had two senior goalies. But Lucy Stedham, she is actually going to be the one that's going on tonight. And I think she's been so lights out. She's been playing her heart out. She's really was that sponge last year that learned from the other two goalies ahead of her so that she was prepared to be in between the pipes this season.
Well, I'm, you know, looking at her stats, she's faced a lot of shots in these first two games.
Yes, she has. And that's what we told her. Looking at the score, like, we definitely beat ourselves in the games, but she kept us in it more than we should have at points. So Lucy definitely has played her heart out, and we're so proud of her so far.
How does Marissa do it at just 5 foot tall, as little as she is, and the things that she can do?
I know. She just bops and weaves through the girls, and it's so funny. She's just so fast. One thing that's so nice about Riss is Riss was gifted with the talent to be good, but Riss wants to be better than just good. So she is just so committed. Every day before practice, she has multiple girls out on the field working with her. She's trying to help them on stuff. So it's not just on the field. She's this workhorse. She also is like behind the scenes. So that's just really awesome. And I think it's just so encouraging. And all the girls just want to do that as well.
That's awesome. You know, looking back, talking about your schedule again, even, you know, when you're looking at WAC, you got Lawrence Tech ranked at 4, Concordia at number 9. And so, you know, even in conference, you've got some really, really tough games that you're going to have to look forward to. What are you things about, you know, are those the two teams that you really are concerned about in the WAC?
Yeah, so definitely I think our big ones to keep an eye on this year are going to be obviously LTU. They're always at the top. They're comfortable. They're experienced. We went to the conference tournament last year and lost in the championship. And I truly think it was because LTU was calm and collected. They've been there before. That was our first time being there. So I definitely think that our girls kind of panicked a bit. So I think LTU is one of those top teams. Concordia, I think they're going to be up there too. I think Aquinas is also going to be one of those schools that potentially could have a run at it this year. So I think the WAC is definitely getting more skilled. But, hey, I always like to be at the top of it.
Well, that's where you want to be. How is your old school, Indiana Tech? What, you know, we're at the top. Are they just have taken a step back?
Yeah. So they definitely have taken a step back. I'm not really sure what's happening over there as much. I know that they are a little bit of a younger team. So I think that once those girls get a little bit more exposure and they're fully more on the field and meshing together, I think that they're going to be a team that we need to keep an eye on as well.
You know, one of the things I've noticed, Coach, is the growth of both men's and women's across from the high school and the collegiate. But it's also put some pressure on you to find local non-conference games. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right.
Our league, I don't think the Crossroads or Indiana NAI League has women's lacrosse, does it?
No, yeah. So definitely when it comes to, like, finding games, we have to play a lot of, like, NCAA schools, like Hope and stuff, and to go from there, just because there is only a handful in this area.
And that's
where I think it's just so tough with playing those Georgia teams is we play a lot of teams that play in warmer weather, so they have a lot more time to be out on their field than all the Michigan schools.
Right. You guys are, you know, it's like all spring sports in Michigan. You're at a disadvantage.
Right.
And, you know, you're on spring break getting outside and next week, I think, when you head down to Georgia to do your Georgia swing. But I just thought it was great. I know Coach Hill. You know, she had targeted some teams in Ohio that were D3 in the past, but I really like the fact that the MIAA is crossing over with us, you know, and that you're playing Hope Calvin. I even see Adrian on the schedule this year.
Yeah. Definitely. I like to definitely get some games in there. And like I said, if they're one of those top teams in the state, I definitely think that we should still be playing them. So
right.
Just get us better and ready for conference.
Right. And it helps to travel too, because, you know, you got to, you know, fill a schedule. And I really admire you for it. But who do we open up within our league?
Our first game is going to be Indiana Tech at Indiana Tech on the 19th of March.
Okay, so the good news is, you know, you have time, really. And I, as an old basketball coach, you know, we played non-conference games, but really the biggest opener was our when we got into the conference play in the early 90s, was our conference game. And I think these are kind of great opportunities for you. Yeah, you want to win these games, but and hopefully you will. You obviously made great progress from, you know, you're starting off the year playing Cumberland. God bless you. And I bet, you know, but what would be great, Coach, is if Cumberland and some of these teams would take a trip north in April. Are they doing that?
Cumberland did. Cumberland was a home game, correct?
Yeah, so Cumberland's, and that was the thing. Cumberland has never actually come up to us before.
So that was that. Like, oh, we got our field ready. See how out of it I am at Siena? I'm not there. So, gosh, that must you got the field ready. I was wondering. So that was during the when it got warm there?
Yes, yeah. So we actually, I had the girls out. It was so funny. We're not allowed to have shovels out there.
Right.
So I had the girls out there with one cleat on, breaking up the ice, picking up the ice, and throwing it so that we could have that home game.
Wow.
Home advantage is huge. So I told the girls, if we want it, let's get out there. And everybody showed up and did what we had to do to get that field clear.
That's so great that they came up. That means a lot of respect.
That's exactly what the girls and I said. The girls said they've never come to visit to play us here. And them making that trip to want to come up, that shows that they respect us and they see that we are definitely making strides in the right direction as a program and a team.
Yeah, I agree. And Coach Maloney finally got to that point where he had some teams come north. And as Indiana, because Ohio is now kind of a, I don't want to say a non-NAIA state, but Mount Vernon Nazarene, very few NAIA teams in Ohio now, and mostly in Indiana. And yet they're kind of behind the eight ball in some of those developmental sports. You know, in fact, in at least the men's league, they're teams that have them are in the whack. You know, I don't know if that's in our league. Do we have any crossroad teams in our league in women's lacrosse?
Don't believe so.
Okay, all right. And so you would know, obviously. But if you notice, Taylor and a few of these schools have joined the whack in men's. But so I really applaud you. So looking into this year, what were you going to have to do to get back national tournament? What were the areas were you most concerned about? Offense, defense, or goaltending?
I think the big one was our goalie. Losing Lizzie, she did so well for us last year. But I think just these couple games so far, practices, Lucy has really stepped up. So that's definitely helped with the goalie situation. I was really worried. I really was not sure how that was going to go. At this point, I think that our weakest side is just going to be our offense. We do the right things. It's just our shots just aren't placed sometimes at the right spot. So sometimes we're hitting right at the goalie. We're just not hitting the goal at all. So I think it's just those making sure our offenders are confident in themselves, their stick, and one another. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going to be. We just have to make sure that we really have confidence in one another in each game.
Yeah, and that's key, especially with – you know, some of these younger girls, as you said, too, coming in without a ton of experience, the high school experience, and then learning to play the college game. Obviously, it's a little bit different than high school. Just usually, you know, the speed, the contact, and so getting used to that college game, too. And that's a good thing about getting some of these early games in before conference play, too.
Right, exactly.
So, Coach, how did you practice a lot inside this year? What was your regimen?
Yeah, so we were inside up until about 2 weeks ago. We were inside Monday through Thursday at 6 a.m. So definitely the girls are liking the outside, the 4 to 6 slot again, but just figures on the basketball court. We were trying to run all of that stuff in there. So I just think that that first game is fully on that field, getting enough rest. But now we've been out there. We've had 2 whole weeks of being on the field before getting on our spring break trip. I think we all feel a lot more confident.
Well, yeah, they're getting more sleep now, right?
I know, exactly, right?
You know, having girls get up at 6 o'clock for practice or to be there by 6, that's an awful early day. But
I know, especially with classes and everything. And I give them a blow. Like, they understood that was the time we had, and they make it work. But definitely they're liking how they're sleep.
Well, let me ask you, Coach, and that's a good question. Would you rather practice at 6 or 8, 9 o'clock at night?
If I had to pick early in the morning or late at night, me and the team, we all agree we'd rather get it done in the morning. We'd rather wake up, get it done, so the rest of the day we get to, okay, I have homework, I have work, I have class, whatever you have to, compared to all day being like, okay, 2 more hours till practice, 1 hour till practice. So I like just get it done out of the way. It starts your day on a good note. It just kind of gets everything going.
You know, for our audience, just to let them know, and me doing this job for so many years as AD, the times from 8 pretty much to 3 are class times, and we cannot schedule a practice during that time. And so that limits us then either at 6, and then varsity practice time starts at 3, but then you can only put so many people on the field, right? Obviously. And then in the field house, then you complicate it with evening volleyball and basketball games. So that's why I ask, right? After when we're usually getting done with the broadcast, we see everybody either softball or you guys, you know, I guess it wasn't you this year, they're getting ready to take the floor,
right?
At around 9:30, 9 o'clock. That's why I wanted to ask if that was your kid's preference, because mine was opposite.
We actually had a conversation with as a team last year, and I was like, all right, ladies, 9 to 11 is open, or 6 to 8? And everyone's like, 6 to 8. So we all agreed at that point what we're doing.
That's
so.
The biggest change, isn't it, is the democratic principles. There was no discussion when I coached. There's no damn way I was going to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the people know me, we were practicing. We practiced, especially when volleyball was in season, and we had to practice. Sometimes afterwards it would only be 8:30 at night, but I figured that's when we played. So for basketball, it was a little, you know, we played at that time, you know.
Makes sense.
But yep. Anyhow, I give your ladies credit.
No, I liked, actually, I had a whole year of basketball one time where we had to do 6 o'clock in the morning, and it actually wasn't bad. Once you start doing it and getting into it, then you do realize you have the rest of your day, and then when classes are over and you're done, then you're just like, hey, this is good. This is good. I don't have to worry about anything right now. And so, you start early, but it's good. Looking at your team again, kind of getting back to the season, I know you talked about having a goalie, but I do see, reading in your preview, you got a few newcomers transfer in and a couple freshmen that could be impact players for you.
Yeah, definitely. I have Taylor Stockdale from Canada. I have Courtney Frankfurt from Minnesota. And we have Sophia Bach from Divine Child in Michigan. We have a lot of good, talented freshmen, which has been awesome for us to bring in. So I'm really excited about them. Emily Pringle, she is a junior this year on the attack end. She's really taken that leadership role, has stepped in to really help make sure that we are running the offense at our pace instead of letting the defense kind of dictate how and when we're going to shoot. So I honestly have been really impressed with the people that have stepped up so far this season, and we're only 2 games in.
Yeah, and I see, it was Hannah Merrick, a transfer from Lord, so at least you're getting somebody that had some college experience also.
So we actually have 3 Lord transfers. We have Bella, DRC, Julia Porchetta and Hannah Merrick. All three of them are great players, and we're so excited. All three of them are back onto the field this year after the transfer year that they have to take off. So we're really excited about all three of them. And Merrick is just a force in the midfield. So we're really excited to see what she's going to do for us this year.
You know, and I always hate to interject for our audience here, but isn't that unique? You mentioned they had to sit out a year.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. So since it was an inter-conference transfer, so since they went from Lourdes to Siena, and it was due to a lacrosse incident because they didn't have a team at Lourdes anymore.
Right.
So they transferred here, but they unfortunately did have to sit out.
Now, does Lourdes have a program again?
Yep, now they do have a program back up and running.
Well,
again,
you know,
thankfully.
Isn't that ironic, though, Coach, that when you look at the climate of college sports, especially at the big-time men's and women's level. I mean, it's like people hop around from schools, you know, like checkers, you know. And here we have three young ladies that, and you know, the conference put this agreement in. And I remembered I wasn't happy with it because I always felt kids should be able to go where they wanted to go.
When they want. And I feel the same way.
But,
I 100%
you know,
agree.
We ended up doing it, and there's a young man that still lives here in this town that caused a lot of this controversy. We all know who he is, former All-American. I won't mention his name because I'll embarrass him. Doug Gray, that got Cornerstone all messed up because he transferred to Adrian or to Siena.
Yeah.
And but it's sad to me that kids should be able to.
I 100% agree.
And especially if you look at big-time college sports, if you can, guys from Michigan, Michigan State, they're going everywhere they want. Anyhow.
Well, and I also look at the fact that Lourdes dropped their program.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially, right. I don't think you should penalize somebody when they drop the program. What do you expect them to do? You know, I mean, that's, to me, even, if you really want to, you know, draw a hard line and say, yes, you're going from conference team to conference, you know, team. But when you drop a program, to me, that should be null and void.
Right. It was such a sticky line. It was so tough. But I really do want to applaud those three.
I agree.
Really, every day they were at practice, every day they put on the uniform when they know that they weren't going to hit the field, and they pushed in practice, they cheered their girls on. So I have to applaud them because I just don't know if I would have been able to just sit a year just to sit. Like, that's just
awesome.
So tough.
Yeah, that makes it tough. Well, once again, Coach Mata, we appreciate your time with us, and good luck your little trip down to Georgia. And then when you come back to start conference play, you know, good luck, and hopefully the bid comes your way.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on you, Coach.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and again, good luck. We're going to come back, take a time out, come back and talk with one of her players that she was just talking about, Lucy Stedham, the goalie, when we get back in here for Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith here, talking Siena Heights University sports. Also, Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Auto Wash and Siena Heights University is sponsoring this broadcast tonight. And, Coach, I'm going to try to we're trying to get a hold of our next guest, and Coach Mata said she knew who it was, so we're efforting to get her, but I'm reaching voicemail, so... Coach, we're going to have a guest coming up for our alumni, and tell us who that's going to be while I try to text and get a hold of Lucy over here.
And this is the fun part of this job. As it's a great program we've been doing the last couple of years, but sometimes our especially our students, they don't always answer their cell phones, you know. And yeah, we're so blessed. We tried to get a women's lacrosse alum in, and it's been a long story. I was trying to get with Coach Hill, and because she's the one that has coached the alums in our young program. She's down in Florida, and at the last minute, I said, you know what? I'm going to get us a big-time guest, and I got Brent Tucker, our Hall of Fame All-American basketball player on, and not just because of his performance here. You know so many people here. He has three kids playing right now. Just did senior night at Emory Riddle for his oldest daughter. His younger middle daughter's playing at Siena. And his son is a senior, a heck of a basketball football player at Marshall High School. So, yeah, we can reminisce, but we'll also talk about the parent role. And he says, man, he goes, he's glad he likes basketball.
No kidding. You better be liking it or you could be in trouble. That's for darn sure. Well, I just texted Lucy, so hopefully we can get a hold of her and have her give us a call. But, again, as we said earlier, Coach, this, what Coach Mata is doing, I mean, Siena Heights is ranked 7th. Then Lawrence Tech 4, Concordia 9, and then again, you're playing 2, 3, and 5. And as you said, to get Cumberland to come up here, that shows that that's a good thing going. So I think Lucy's calling right now. So let's see if we can get her on the phone.
Yeah, well, you dumb. I
Lucy, is this Lucy? I should say it that way.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lucy. Right. This is Jeff from the Cave along with Coach Fred Smith. So glad we could catch up with you then. I called and got voicemail. I'm like, uh-oh. So glad you could get through. You're one of those, I don't know this number, I'm not answering it.
Well, I was listening to Coach Alexa on there, and I just didn't get a call, so I was kind of a little concerned for a second there, but then I got your text, so.
All right, well, we're all good. Well, again, welcome into Saints Sports Weekly. Glad to have you on. And, again, Coach said some nice things about you coming in and being, as she called you, a sponge last year, soaking up all the knowledge you could before you had to kind of step on the field this year and kind of take over the reins as the head goalkeeper. So, you know, how is that going for you so far? I know, as we said in the first segment, you've taken a lot of shots on goal these first two games for you.
Yeah, it's been a big adjustment from last year, from going from the three of us goalies, like having two seniors, and just really like not like I knew I wasn't like gonna see the field that much because I had two great, incredible goalies in front of me. So just keeping up with them and like learning from them and just getting back onto that college level was really helpful last year. And then this year with Emily Durr like tearing her ACL or her meniscus and being out for the first couple weeks was kind of a big shock and a big game changer, because you know I went from having three goalies to one, so it was a little crazy at first, but it was a big adjustment, but I think I handled it very well, and I'm really happy like to be in the position that I am. So yeah.
Now, is that a little bit different pressure for you now going in, knowing that you are going to be counted on?
Yes, it is a big pressure. I had that kind of pressure in high school, but like, I mean, in a college level, it's extremely different. Just carrying like the but having the defense there, like leading them, talking to them, like that's a big step that like I had to take this year, a big adjustment that I had to make. And just being like that powerful voice on the field has been a huge adjustment, but I think I've made it pretty well, and I want to keep learning from it and keep going.
Has Emily, you said she tore her meniscus. This is Coach Smith, former AD. Great to meet you, Lucy.
Nice to meet you, too.
Is she going to be back soon?
Yeah, so she actually just got surgery this week, so she will be back. Since it's just her meniscus, it wasn't like a huge tear,
right.
So she'll be back in a couple weeks,
right.
Ready to go. She's excited to get back.
And that's good. I noticed you were from Greendale, Indiana. Now, where is that in Indiana?
That is in southeast Indiana. It's about 30 minutes outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right, because I know. All right, great, great. I noticed that, boy, you were a great student in high school, and you're studying biology. So how did you end up at our great Adrian Dominican school at Siena Heights?
I was actually recruited by Coach Hill.
Okay.
Around my junior year, she saw me at a tournament down in Florida, and I was reached out to her through one of my club coaches. So after she had retired, I kept up with Coach Alexa. You know, Siena was a big school that I wanted to come to. It was one of my top choices, so I was really excited, like, to learn that we were getting a new coach, a new, like, younger coach. So I was super excited.
So you're majoring in biology, and what does that mean for you? I mean, what, you know, career-wise?
So I am a biology major and a chem minor. So after I graduate from Siena, I want to go into PA school and become a physician assistant.
Okay, great. So you have kind of a career path in mind, and we all know how strong, you know, our sciences are at Siena, and congratulations. So really it wasn't bad for you then to really get adjusted your first year in terms of using that as a year to get acclimated academically as well as getting acclimated lacrosse-wise without having the pressure of being thrown to the wolves, so to speak.
Yeah, it was good to adjust to the school life, to adjust to campus life, and then to also adjust, like, at a college level. So it was nice not to be thrown into the wolves, but it was a good year, a good freshman year.
Go ahead. Well, I got one more question. So, you know, talk about your teammates. I mean, how was that? You know, you came here from probably with not knowing a lot of people. How long, you know, was it a good group? I mean, how was your ladies on your team, and how has that adjustment been for you?
So, yeah, I did not know anybody coming into, like, Siena. Obviously, I stayed the night for a couple, recruit days, but I really didn't know that many, like, incoming freshmen. So I was super nervous coming in, but with the girls that we have on the team, it is just such, like, a huge family that it was, like, I was easily accepted, easily fit in with everybody. It's been that, I mean, that was one of the reasons why I actually committed here, because I saw how, like, strong of a program that these girls are. They, like, it is unbelievable to look at them. They accept anybody that comes in. They are fun. They are crazy at times, but we know how to get the job done as well.
Well, that's great to hear.
Well, you know, getting back to the team a little bit, you're talking about with your backup goalie being out. So do you have, like, a, you know, somebody that's on call as the, you know, what the heck happened goalie?
So actually, a funny story. We were in the Cumberland's game, and I had got hit in the head by a hard shot, and it was kind of a little scary there for a minute, but we did not have anybody as a backup goalie, so it was like if I had gotten a concussion in that game, we would have been in big trouble. But so far, we do not have one. But there are some girls on the team who have played goalie in their high school years. But hopefully, I can keep it together before Emily comes back.
Well, that's nice, but you always kind of have that spare part out there somewhere.
Right, right.
And that ball's hard too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It leaves lots of bruises.
Well, and speaking of that, how did you end up as a goalie? Let's get to that. How did that go for you when you started thinking, is that what I'm going to do, or did you transition from another position?
So I actually transitioned from a defender. I was a defender my freshman year of high school, and our goalie on our JV team had gone away on a vacation and missed a couple practices. And one of our rules in high school was if you missed a practice before a game, you had to sit out the first half. And we did not have a backup goalie for our JV team. So I got somehow thrown in there, and my assistant coach for our JV team was like, you're pretty good. You should probably stick with this. You know, like, not saying you're a bad defender, but goalie is a good fit for you.
Well, I guess they were right, since you're now playing at the collegiate level.
Yes. He's very proud.
So that's awesome. It's the old when opportunity meets preparation, luck, you know, good for you. So you got to be looking forward to spring break coming up, even though it's not real springy yet. You guys are heading to Georgia next week?
Yes, I'm so excited. Very excited for some warm weather. It's been chilly up here the past couple of days, so I'm excited for it.
Well, this is a great trip, too. I mean, there's some really good teams you're playing, and I know Coach Mott has really ramped up the schedule early to really prepare you for the WAC season. But, you know, to take on a number 2 Cumberland, and you've got number 5 Reinhardt, number 3 Life coming up, and, you know, that's a loaded schedule.
It is, but I definitely feel like our team is prepared for it. I know Coach said this, she said this to us before, but she fills us with those high-intensity, high games because she wants us to have that pressure. She wants us to have that competition. You know, we could be playing these these random schools that we could easily, you know, beat, but she does want us to succeed and get better. And I think by playing those high teams, it's definitely something that we can get better from. We can work on being there, you know.
Yeah, well, that's great, and you know, it is challenging, especially for you being in net with some of these high-powered teams. But it's definitely not going to be boring for you to, you know, some of those games where sometimes where the goalies don't get a whole lot of shots, and all of a sudden you come at one. But you're going to be absolutely definitely be prepared with probably to get peppered a little bit.
Yeah, definitely will not be bored.
Well, you know, just want to wish you best of luck, and we'll keep an eye on you guys throughout the year. And awesome to talk to you and hear your story about coming up here to Siena and how well you've done.
Well, thank you. And, you know, keep up with us. It's going to be a great season. I have really high hopes for us this year, so.
Yeah, it's, we're excited for you, and good luck with the trip and the rest of the season.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Then we're very welcome once again. That was Lucy Stedham, the sophomore goalie here for the Siena women's hockey team, women's lacrosse team. So we're going to take a timeout, and we got to talk a little alumni spotlight with Mr. Brent Tucker when we get back here. Saint Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University, Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. We'll be back with more right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Ben and Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back. Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith here. It's been brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And I'll pull down this fight song that Brett Tucker never heard when he was playing at Siena Heights. But we're going to bring in our Hall of Fame spotlight, our guests from Class of 94, Hall of Fame Class of 2000, Mr. Brent Tucker. Brent, good to have you in with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, I know I've, back in the day, remember watching you guys, and I was a Clinton guy, actually coached Joe Dentling in JV baseball years ago. So watching you guys and heard a lot of stories. You know, you take these two-hour rides with Fred to go do a game somewhere, you hear a lot of stories, Brent.
We lose you, Brent?
Yeah, I got you back. I heard a two-hour ride there. I got you. I thought it was a good spot here.
Yeah, no, I said taking these two-hour rides sometimes with Fred, you hear lots of stories. So we've heard some stories about you, probably things that we can't say on the air now.
Oh, yeah, probably not anymore.
Hey, Brent, it's great to talk to you. This is Coach, and it's been a cool year because, you know, when 27 or 8 years go by, it's hard to stay in touch. But this year has been real special for me because I've kind of really kept up with your son, who is a great football and basketball player at Marshall, and you have a daughter playing for our women's team. And let's top it off, senior night at Emory Riddle, now an NCAA Division II, but a former rival of ours in basketball. Your oldest daughter's down there. How do you keep up with all this?
Well, the good thing is technology nowadays really helps. Otherwise, I'd go crazy. So we're able to live stream the games. If we can't get to Natalie's game, because CNI still, you guys live stream those, and Emeril does, and we try to hit all of Nathan's high school stuff that we can. So it's it keeps us busy. After the next couple years, I'm not sure what my wife and I are going to do. We'll be have to talk to each other more, I guess.
Well, you know, it was funny. I remember your mom and dad and always parents, after they get done following you, they always worry about, you know, what are we going to do now? Well, everybody finds different things to do, right?
Yeah. But yeah, for sure.
You know, yeah. I want to take a minute before we get into your outstanding your children, athletes that they are, and talk and reflect a little bit about what an outstanding career you had here, and maybe some of the high points in that career.
I was very fortunate to play for you, which is great. We had a good team. We were constantly winning. We're going to those, you know, we finally get over the hump my senior year to go to the national tournament, which was a huge goal of ours and mine personally. I just enjoyed every day. It just fit my personality. Everything we did was ever. Pushing my buttons like that, Coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're slipping in and out a little bit, but one of your best buddies is now like a local legend here in Jamie Salenbein, and you and Salenbein and Norky and all the guys. But Jamie, both of you have had outstanding kids, daughters. That have you guys stayed in touch some over the years over this?
Yeah, we have. Yep, we've talked. We haven't, you know, just a lot of text messages back and forth to each other. But, yeah, his daughters have been outstanding. I know he's got two younger sons. Right. Yeah, one of his daughters is playing at Hillsdale. The other one's at Gonzaga. So
right. Yep.
We've been following each other, the girls' career, and it's fun. It's been a blessing. You know, you want healthy kids, and then you get that chance, and then you can kind of brainwash them a little bit towards the sport that you love. So we've been fortunate that way.
It was so cool seeing you with your son when Coach Sanifer and Coach Briggs and another friend, Bill Black, we all went down and watched you guys play and yep. knock off Aaron Downs' team in just a packed house. But the interaction between you and your son, it was so cool. And I have to mention that. And I also want to tell the audience, Siena hadn't been to Nationals for 4 years. And we beat Tri-State 109-108, and I know you remember that game, go. And I remember finally we needed a basket to go ahead, and you always said, just give it to me. And we just gave it to you at the top of the key, and you just – it was kind of like Hoosiers. You let it fly. And there's so many great, great moments. But didn't one of your daughters almost win a state title at Marshall, too?
Actually, the girls did. So
they did.
It'd be Nikki's junior year, 2016. Natalie was a sophomore. She was on a starter on the team also. So they won it 2016 in Class B, and then 2017 we lost to Country Day in the Final Four. So they went to Breslin twice. Yeah, the girls did.
Gosh, you guys, it would be fun. And it's hard because everybody's living life, but sometime we got to get you down here with Jamie, Coach, and I, and hell, we should get you on the radio. But just because we kept track of you and all these teams, and I thought you might have won a state title. You mentioned you were just down in Florida, down at Daytona Beach for your oldest daughter's senior night.
That's correct. Yep. So they had their last home games with senior night. And they qualified for the Sunshine State Conference playoff. They're the 8th seed, so we're going against the number 1 seed, so we're going to need an upset tonight. But she got at least one more game. And then, she's had a great career down there.
How did she end up at Embry-Riddle?
AU basketball. She was playing in Chicago, and one of the assistant coaches, who actually is from Brighton, Michigan, she was in Chicago and kind of reached out, and I go, you're not going to Florida. Then next thing you know, she kept talking to Nikki, and we ended up going on the visit. And academically, it's a great school. She never really got a chance. She didn't really get the offer she wanted around here, and it turned out great.
Well, yeah, I pulled up the website and looked, and she's majoring in aerospace physiology. Yeah. So that's not something you can do around here.
Well, no, she's gonna go to Butler in the springtime and do it in PA. She's gonna go to PA school. She's a go getter. If I can brag about her for a second, she's the all time leading scorer at Embry-Riddle. She's all time leading rebounder.
Wow.
She had quite a career down there. She left her mark for sure. So I had to brag a little bit there.
Well, I don't blame you.
Ironically, the men's basketball coach down there, NAD, Steve Ritter, and I are dear friends, and we talked about it with you and your wife about that, because we'd go down there and play them. We played them out in Idaho at the national tournament, got to be friends, and we could never get him to come up here, and I guess I can't blame him, but we would go down there.
Coach Ritter, we were down there too. Coach Ritter found out I was tonight, and first thing he said was,
you know, Coach Smith. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I played for. And he had nothing but great things to say about you, Coach.
Yeah, well, he was a character, too, and we had so much fun. And it's kind of cool to watch Natalie as she is, rounding into, breaking into time here. What I love about her game, and I wish I, you know, you don't want to, you don't want some old guy coming up and telling her, you know, but I want to tell her, I love her aggressiveness offensively, and she's going to break through. I know she will, because she started at Davenport, didn't she, Brent?
Yep, started there, yep, and then things just didn't quite work out, and then she's kind of debating, and Coach Sue's got such a great program going down there. You know, again, like I said, the girls were winning state championships and Final Fours, and then she went there, and she just wasn't used to losing, and it was kind of just one of those things where she was kind of losing a little bit of her love for the basketball, for the game, and Coach, and actually Coach Sanford reached out and Coach Sue, and
right, I remember,
gave her another opportunity, and we're very fortunate for that, and they've had a great year this year. The girls had a great year, and I'm looking forward to next year, and hopefully she can find her way to help the team continuous success. So Coach has got a great program going.
Well, you know, it was so ironic when I talked to you and your wife. I think your wife made the Hawaii trip, and I don't think you did.
Yes, that's correct. Somebody's got to work.
it was so great seeing your family and a few weeks back. But, getting back to your son for a second, did you ever play football in high school?
I did till my sophomore year, and I got hit really hard, and I quit.
Because your son is quite
a QB. I like basketball a lot better.
Yeah. Well, he's a great basketball player, too. I think Joe might even go down. I told him, I said, he could play for us. But he's really getting recruited as a football player, and he's kind of in the middle of a whole recruiting thing now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting some looks. Yeah, some looks for basketball. And he's kind of a late bloomer, probably like I was, Coach. He's grown. He's probably grew 3 or 4 inches in the last 2 years. I mean, and he's young for his grade. He won't turn 18 till later this summer. So he's kind of a late bloomer. And I think, as you guys know, with just all the things going on, I think it's hard, not just for him, but like all the 2022 class, you know, of athletes, just with the transfer portal and then, you know, the COVID year people get, just there's opportunities I feel like is a little bit less than normal, unless you're just a complete good athlete. But
you're right about that.
He's going to play the basketball season out, and Coach Bichotte has been down there, and I know CN Heights, I don't want to speak for him, but they haven't ruled them out for sure. It's in top three for sure. So,
well, I know our football people have gone, you know, and I got a kick out of it. I wish I'd came over and watched him throw the football, but Jeff's kind of, you know, we're getting late in the show, and I told you when we talked earlier, we could have you on for an hour. just so great, and so many people remember what an outstanding player you were, and so many friends that you have in this area. So glad to see you and your wife and your family back at Siena, and also all the success, and hope your son's ankle, he sprained his ankle the other day, you mentioned, and lost, they couldn't play in the last game of the year, which cost them, a champion. And they're half, they're co-champs, but.
Yeah, it causes the outright. I mean, not just because, they lost, but, so it's kind of stinks. We shared with Cole Water, they were down to the sun, so.
Well, we just got, about a minute left, but when you look at your Hall of Fame plaque and it says the all-time leading scorer in Siena Heights University basketball history, that's, still got to make you pretty proud.
It does. It's one of those things like that's not why I did it. I mean, that was never even a goal. So just one of those things like you just go to work every day and then before you know it, things like that might happen. It was never a goal of ours or mine, or it was always just about winning and trying to win the game. So it's just one of those things where good things happen if you keep working every day, I think.
Well, all right, go ahead.
Brent, appreciate you coming on, my friend. And I'm going to keep track. I do every – and I go on and check how your and Aaron's teams are doing. And hopefully his ankle will get better quickly. And thanks for being on.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a great night. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. Once again, that's Hall of Famer from Siena Heights and the leading scorer in basketball history, Brent Tucker. So congrats to him. And again, we're about ready to get out of here, and we're waiting on the bid for the yes. ladies to see if they can make it into the tournament. And when we find that out, we will let you know. But again, we're going to get out of here as Saint Sports Weekly, CNH University, and Magic Fountain Mini Wash and Auto Storage right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.